Here's your money briefing for Thursday, August 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Big news for federal student loan borrowers. Many are set to have a large portion of their student debt forgiven.
Borrowers with federal student loan debt are eligible for up to $10,000 in relief. The other thing is people who received federal Pell Grants in college will also be eligible for up to $20,000 in forgiveness.
So when might their debt be forgiven? And what do borrowers have to do in the meantime? We'll talk with our personal finance reporter, Julia Carpenter, about it after the break. On Wednesday, millions of student loan borrowers finally got the news they've been waiting for from President Biden, and will see some or all of their debt forgiven.
Well, I believe my plan is responsible and fair. It focuses the benefit on middle class and working families. It helps both current and future borrowers, and will fix a badly broken system.
So if you've got unpaid student loans, what do you need to know about the plan? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter has been sorting through the details, and she joins us with more. Hey, Julia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so first of all, Julia, who's eligible to have part of their student loans forgiven?
Borrowers with federal student loan debt are eligible for up to $10,000 in relief if they earn less than $125,000 a year or under $250,000 a year for couples. The other thing is people who received federal Pell Grants in college will also be eligible for up to $20,000 in forgiveness. And Pell Grant recipient graduates hold about $4,500 more in debt than other graduates.
Yeah, and usually Pell Grants are usually awarded only to undergraduate students who have exceptional financial need. Now, how about people with private loans?
So unfortunately, only federal student loan borrowers are eligible for this loan forgiveness.
Okay, so how about Parent PLUS loans, where families borrow money to help a student pay for their education? How do they work into this?
So the forgiveness applies to borrowers of both Parent PLUS and Grad PLUS programs. Families can borrow the total cost of attendance, that's room and board, other expenses, and this forgiveness applies to federal loans for both undergraduate and graduate programs, as well as to Parent PLUS loans.
Now, we should also mention that the pause on student loan repayments that's been in place since early in the pandemic, that's also been extended. And now the date that payments are set to resume is December 31st. But I want to ask about the timing for the debt forgiveness. When does that kick in?
The Department of Education says we'll get more details in the next few weeks, but the timing's a little unclear right now. We know that this will definitely happen before student loan payments are set to resume in January 2023.
Okay, so what does a borrower have to do to take advantage of the forgiveness?
So nothing yet. Wait until you receive a notification from your loan servicer. Before that happens, beware of any friendly sounding phone calls or suspicious looking emails from addresses you don't recognize. Even before the announcement was made official on Wednesday, I personally received two different phone calls with voicemails and friendly sounding people saying, "Hi, I'm your student loan servicer. Just call me. I have to confirm some details with you." So this might be an opportunity for some scam calls, spoof messages, anything from people trying to get your personal data. And in the meantime, double check the information you've already shared with your loan servicer and the studentaid.gov website. If you've recently moved or if you've changed any of your contact information, you're going to want to make sure that they have the most up-to-date addresses.
Oh, okay. Now, what if somebody owes less than $10,000 in federal loans?
So if you owe less than $10,000 on your loan, congratulations, you're now be student debt-free.
Well, that'll be a relief to some people. Now, how about those who have already paid off their student loans?
So, unfortunately, the forgiveness isn't retroactive and won't apply to balances that have already been paid off.
You know, Julia, debt forgiveness is often treated as income and has to be accounted for on tax returns. What's the situation in this case?
Fortunately for borrowers, this canceled student debt is federally tax exempt, and we've seen that in other federal student debt forgiveness programs. And so in this case, you would not have to account for this federal forgiveness on your tax return.
Oh, okay. But you know, Julia, this forgiveness is no doubt good news for current borrowers, but it's gotten a lot of pushback in Washington. Could it be challenged?
So many Republicans do oppose the idea. They're saying it sets a bad precedent and it will lead to more inflation. And there could be legal challenges. So we don't yet know how those might play out.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. Julia, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
Join The Wall Street Journal for Tech Live and watch tech's biggest players break tech's biggest news. Live from Montage Laguna Beach on October 24th through 26th. Use code PODCAST and save 20% on your online pass. Register now at wsj.com/techlive22.